Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim. Babu hijratin nisa'i wa sibyan. Hijratu Zainab radiyallahu anha bintihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa qawluhu fiha bisababi ma asabaha min al-adha fi tariq. Wa akhraja ibn Ishaq an Zainab radiyallahu anha binti rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Annaha qalat, bayna ana atajahazu, laqiyatni Hind ibn Utbata faqalat, Yabnata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alam yublighni annaki turidin al-luhuka bi abik? Qalat, faqultu ma aradtu dhalik. Faqalat, ay ibnata am, la taf'ali. In kana laki hajatun min mata'in mimma yarfuku biki fi safarik, aw bi malin tataballaghina bihi ila abik, fa inna 'indi hajatak minni, فإنه لا يدخل بين النساء ما بين الرجال. قالت والله ما أراها. قالت ذلك إلا لتفعل. قالت ولكني خفتها فأنكرت أن أكون أريد ذلك. قال ابن إسحاق فتجهزت فلما فرقت من جهازها قدم إليها أخو زوجها كنانة بن ربيع بعيرا فركبته وأخذ قوسه وكنانته ثم خرج بها نهارا يقود بها وهي في حودج لها وتحدث بذلك رجال من قريش فخرجوا في طلبها حتى أدركوها بذي طوى وكان أول من سبق إليها حبار بن أسود الفهري فروعها حبار بالرمح وهي في الحودج وكانت هامنة فيما يزعمون فطرحت وبرك حموها كنانة ونثر كنانته ثم قال والله لا يدنو مني رجل إلا وضعت فيه سهما فتكركر الناس عنه وأتى أبو سفيان في جلة من قريش فقال يا أيها الرجل كف عنا نبلك حتى نكلمك فكف فأقبل أبو سفيان حتى وقف عليه فقال إنك لم تصب خرجت بالمرأة على رؤوس الناس علانية وقد عرفت مصيبتنا ونكبتنا وما دخل علينا من محمد ويظن الناس إذا خرجت بابنته إليه عالية على رؤوس الناس من بين أظهرنا أن ذلك عن ذل أصابنا وأن ذلك ضعف منا ووهن ولعمري ما لنا بحبسها من أبيها حاجة وما لنا من ثؤرة ولكن ارجع بالمرأة حتى إذا هدأت الأصوات وتحدث الناس عن قد رددناها فصلها سرا والحقها بأبيها قال فعل كذا في البداية وعن التبراني أن أروة بن زبير رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا أقبل بزينب رضي الله عنها بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلحقه رجلان من قريش فقاتلاه حتى غلباه عليها فدفعاها فوقعت على صخرة فأسقطت وحرقت دما فذهبوا بها إلى أبي سفيان فجاءته نساء بني هاشم فدفعها إليهن ثم جاءت بعد ذلك مهاجرة فلم تزل وجعة حتى ماتت من ذلك الوجع فكانوا يرون أنها شهيدة. قال الحيثمي وهو مرسل ورجاله رجال صحيح. وعند تبراني في الكبير عن عائشة رضي الله عنها زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قدم المدينة خرجت ابنته زينب رضي الله عنها من مكة مع كنانة أو ابن كنانة فخرجوا في طلبها فأدركها حبار بن أسود فلم يزل يطعن بعيرها برمحه حتى صرعها وألقت ما في بطنها فتحملت واستجر فيها بنو هاشم وبنو أمية فقال بنو أمية نحن أحق بها وكانت تحت ابن عمهم أبي العاص وكانت عند هند بنت عتبة بن ربيعة وكانت تقول هذا في سبب أبيك. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لزيد بن الحارث ألا تنطلق فتجيع بزينب؟ قال بلى يا رسول الله. قال فخذ خاتمي فأعطيها إياه. فانطلق زيد فلم يزل يتلطف فلقي راعيا فقال لمن ترعى؟ قال لأبي العاص. فقال لمن هذه الغنم؟ قال لزينب رضي الله عنها بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فسار معه شيئا ثم قال هل لك أن أعطيك شيئا تؤتيها إياه ولم تذكر لأحد؟ قال نعم. فأعطاه الخاتم فعرفته فقالت من أعطاك هذا؟ قال رجل. قالت فأين تركته؟ قال بمكان كذا وكذا. فسكتت حتى إذا كان الليل فخرجت إليه فلما جاءته قال لها اركبي بين يدي على بعيره. قالت لا ولكن اركب أنت بين يدي. فركب وركبت وراءه حتى إذا أتت فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هي خير بناتي أصيبت فيا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a chapter regarding the hijrat of the woman and the children and the difficulties that they had to undergo for the sake of deen. So the incidents that we have read is the incident of the hijrat of Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say because of the difficulties and the hardships that she bore because of this hijrat or during this journey of hijrat. Zainab radiallahu anha, she herself narrates that while I was preparing to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hind ibn Utbah, she met me and she told me that, oh, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this news has reached me that you are intending to go to your father. So she said, I did not intend this as yet. So she says, yes, O the daughter of my uncle, do not do this. And if you have any need, or if you need any wealth, or if you need to send anything to your father, then let me know, I will see to it. Thereafter she says that I do not think that she suggested this to me, that she would fulfill this promise. Thereafter she concealed her intention from Hind and she prepared for this journey of hijrat. And once she prepared for the journey of hijrat, then her brother-in-law, Kinana ibn Rabi, her husband's brother, brought a camel and she rode the camel. And he led the camel and he took with him his bows and his shield and his arrow, and they left Makkah Mukarrama during the day. So while leaving, a group of men from the Quraysh saw them leaving. So they went out in search for her, and when they met her at Zutuwa, the first person to reach Zainab radiallahu anha was Hibar ibn Aswad al-Fihri. He poked the camel that she was riding, and because of which the hodaj or the carriage that she was sitting in fell, and she aborted the child that she was pregnant at that time. So immediately her brother-in-law Kinana stood up and he said, Wallah, nobody would come close to me except that I would put the spear through him. So the people stopped and did not come close. And in the meantime, Abu Sufyan came with a group of people from the Quraysh, and he told Kinana, addressing Kinana, that, oh Kinana, stop until let us communicate, let us speak. So Kinana stopped and Abu Sufyan came in front of him, and Abu Sufyan addresses Kinana and tells him, radiallahu anhu, tells Kinana radiallahu anhu, that you have left with this woman openly in front of all the people, and you know what difficulty we are going through, and what is a matter between us and between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the people are thinking, or the people are feeling, that if you come out with his daughter, with the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, openly in front of all the people, then this will be a source of disgrace and this will be like a sign of weakness from them. And then Abu Sufyan says that, the qasam by my life, that we do not have any need in stopping her or holding her back from her father, but rather go back with this woman, go back with Zainab radiallahu anha, and when things calm down and the people start talking that they have held the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back and things settle down, then secretly leave and take her to her father. And this was done. In another narration, it is mentioned that a man went and took Zainab radiallahu anha for this journey of hijrat, and two men came and started fighting with him until they overpowered him and they pushed Zainab radiallahu anha, because of which she fell and she aborted the child she also bled because of this. So those people take her and give her to Abu Sufyan. So the woman of the Bani Hashim came and they take her away. And after some time, she comes to Medina Munawwara as a Muhajira. She comes to Medina Munawwara and she remains sick because of that, suffering because of that wound that she had at the time of the first hijrat, and she passes away because of that same sickness. And people would say that because of that she is a shaheed. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, then Zainab radiallahu anha also decided to make hijrat, and she also wanted to leave Makkah Mukarramah and come to Medina Munawwara. So she left, and when she left, then a group of Quraysh also came out in search for her. And Hibar ibn Aswad was the first who reached her, and he continued poking the camel that she was sitting on with his spear until the camel dropped her off and she aborted the child. And then the Banu Hashim and the Banu Umayyah started arguing that who would take her. The Umayyahs began to say that we are more worthy of her because she is married to Ibn al-As, who is from our tribe. And when she is taken back to Makkah Mukarramah, then Hind binti Udba passes a remark and she says to her, to Zainab radiallahu anha, that this difficulty that you are going through is because of your father. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina Munawwara tells to Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu that why don't you go? Allah tantaliku fatajiu bi Zainab. Why don't you go and you bring Zainab radiallahu anha? So he was ready for this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives him his ring and tells him that give this ring to Zainab radiallahu anha. So he goes. Zayd radiallahu anhu leaves and he comes to Makkah Mukarramah. And he remains quiet for some time until he meets a shepherd who is grazing some goats or some sheep. So he asks this shepherd, "For who are you grazing?" So he says that I'm working for Abu al-As, the husband of Zainab radiallahu anha. And then he asks that who does these goats belong to? So he says that this belongs to Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he stayed with him for some time. Thereafter, he tells him that if I give you something, will you be able to give it to her, give it to Zainab radiallahu anha, but do not mention this to anybody. So the shepherd agrees and he gives him the ring. So when he returns, he gives the ring to Zainab radiallahu anha, and immediately when Zainab radiallahu anha sees the ring, she recognizes whose ring this is. So she tells that who gave you this ring? So he says that a certain man. So she asked, where did you leave him? Where did you find him? She says, in a certain place. So Zainab radiallahu anha also remained silent for some time. And then when it was the night, and in the dead of the night, she leaves. And she comes to that place which was explained. And she finds Zayd radiallahu anhu there. So Zayd radiallahu anhu tells that, ride the camel. So she says, no, rather you ride. So he gets onto the camel. And then she rides the camel behind him until he brings her to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed the remark, "Ya khayru banati usibat fiya," that she is the best of my daughters who had to go through so much of taklif and so much of difficulty because of me. So these incidents come under the chapter of the hijrat of the woman and the children of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum. Lesson for us also, that the responsibility of making effort for deen is not only the responsibility of the menfolk of this ummah, But rather it is also the responsibility of the women folk of the ummah as well. And just like how the women folk gave qurbani, it was also the qurbani of the children. The children also had to go through taklif and had to go through difficulties. So in the same manner and in a like way, this responsibility of making effort for deen has been passed over to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in our situation as well, it must not be that only we are sacrificing for deen and we are striving for deen and we are striving to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build on our iman, and we are not making effort on our family members, we are not making effort on our women folk, we are not making effort on our children and our household members. But rather we should, like how it was explained before Isha, that how the entire household can support one another and work for the sake of deen in this way. Like it was the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, that when he was given nubuwat, his support and his pillar of support was his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. And like that we find in the lives of Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, and in the lives of our pious predecessors, that they had the support of either a supportive wife or a pious woman or a pious mother who supported them. And because of the support of that woman, they were able to sacrifice for deen. Like how we find that Sahabi who was lame, can't get his name, the Sahabi that was lame, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted him not to go out in jihad, but it was through the targhib of his wife that he left his house and he became shaheed, and his body also is buried in Uhud. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he was born blind, but it was the dua of his mother that through the dua of his mother his eyesight was restored, and because of that so much of khidmat of deen was taken from him. In the same way, Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, it was his mother that instilled that good quality of him not to speak a lie. And that was the reason for the whole group of bandits, the whole group of robbers to change their lives as well. Bakhtiyar Khaki rahmatullah alayhi, it was a tarbiyat of his mother that she would make him read 2 rakas of salah before his meals. That made 2 rakas of the namaz and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food, and then the food will be kept in a certain place and then he would partake of his meals. And we know that incident, that on one occasion she was late and he comes home, mother is not there, he performs his salah and he goes and he finds the food there. So it was the tarbiyat of the mother. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah alayhi, it is mentioned regarding him that every evening or once a week he would leave the madrasa and go to visit his mother. And it so happened when his mother became old and she was on her deathbed, so a message was sent that he should come and visit her just before she passes away. So when she's about to pass away, he asked her that, now who are you going to hand me over to? Who is going to support me? So her spontaneous answer was Allah. Her spontaneous answer was Allah. And Hazrat Nizamuddin rahmatullah alayhi says that the solace and the comfort that I received from this answer of my mother, I wouldn't have received this comfort from any other answer, except that now she handed me over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here we understand the importance of the tarbiyat of the woman of this ummah. That when tarbiyat takes place, and we will find that, and when the women folk are on the same page as the men, and all of them are ready to sacrifice for deen, then we will find that deen will come alive in our homes. So Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, just like how we sacrifice for the sake of deen and how we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tartib that is mentioned, that every 3 months we should be coming out with our masturat for 3 days, and every third year with our masturat for 40 days, and then fulfilling the taqazas of the world. And when we come out, as it was explained, when we come out before Asr, when we come out and we go to the different countries of the world, then we will understand that what is the condition of the ummah. In our country, in our own country, don't we see, or what is the level when we will come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will see in our own country, so many foreigners that are moving in our country, we are making effort on the men, but what about the children who are growing up in our country, growing up in our schooling environment, and then going to high school, and then what will happen to those young girls who are now going to the, who are, you know, pursuing secular education, etc., what will happen to them? So let us all make niyat that how every third month, when we come out for 3 days, how every third month we can come out with our masturat. And whenever the takazas come every third year, come out for chilla with our masturat. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه وعداد كلماته يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وعفو وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الله العزيز الأكرم اللهم اهدنا واهدبنا واجعلنا سببا لمن هدى اللهم اهد الناس واجعلنا جميعا في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله.